You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee.
Good morning, everyone. It's a huge issue in America, and Bob Henley, reporter from WNYC here, laid it out right at the top of the hour. Because of the reliance on property taxes, the housing recession dug its fangs deep into American cities all throughout the country. They were first to feel the pain. They're going to be the last to feel the recovery because property values are a lagging indicator. So therefore, cities around the United States perhaps have a special responsibility to get aid from the federal government. When we talk stimulus, who are we really talking about delivering that money to those who are in need? We're joined now, and we're very pleased to be joined by the man at City Hall in the city of Philadelphia, Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Celeste.
And we just want to note our show sends its condolences to the unexpected passing of your father, which really, I suspect, affected your whole Thanksgiving weekend. We're sorry for that, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We were expecting my dad over for Thanksgiving. So, yes, it definitely hit us unexpectedly and very hard. But I appreciate your condolences.
And we even more appreciate your joining us this morning because this issue is important to people all over the United States. In Philadelphia, how much has the federal government done to help specifically the types of problems that bear directly on the recession's impact on property values and city budgets and delivery of services?
Well, let me say that while we're deeply appreciative of the American Recovery Act and the great work that President Obama and the Congress did, $787 billion, which is, you know, starting to get out into the streets, for pure city issues and our city budget situation in Philadelphia, we can't use those dollars to plug budget holes. And so we've had to do those things on our own. And I would say to you that that's the case in most cities across the country. Very appreciative of American Recovery Act dollars, but they don't do anything for our budgets. We've had to deal with a $2.4 billion worth of a budget gap over a five-and-a-half-year period, and we've had to solve that on our own. That's been anywhere from layoffs to stopping tax reductions, cutbacks in services and programs, a wide array of actions, what I refer to as a shared sacrifice series of budget moves. Everyone has been affected by this in Philadelphia, and getting people back to work, which of course is the Recovery Act goal, we're getting some dollars out. People are getting trained, folks in solar panel installation and repaving roads, et cetera, but as Tom Cochran from the U.S. Conference of Mayors says, you know, everyone's not going to jump on a backhoe, and everybody's not going to be a solar panel installer. So,
exactly.
Somewhere in between that, I mean, I've had to lay people off. Mayors all across America have had to lay people off. Mayor Bloomberg in New York, Mayor Menino in Boston, Mayor Shirley Franklin in Atlanta. You go down the whole laundry list. Everyone has had the same challenge. And what we're saying is that there are things that the federal government can do. Targeted assistance in areas where you have high unemployment. My unemployment rate in Philadelphia is 11.1%, and unfortunately will probably continue to grow through 2010.
Well, Mayor, so, I mean, are you making an argument for a return because of this, the severity of this recession to what went on during the Nixon administration and before, block grants where you had unrestricted federal revenues going to cities to do with using their own priorities at the local level?
Well, we have block grant funds right now, community development block grant, community service block grant, CSBG, CDBG. There's the new energy efficiency and conservation block grant. There's the COPS program. All grant, all block grant formula based, usually on population or poverty, et cetera, that's direct aid to cities with guidelines, reporting responsibilities, accountability. We know how to do that. And so I'm suggesting here that those programs are good. They just need more funding, and they work. And the federal government knows it, and they've been doing some of these for 30-some-odd years. Transportation is another area. And so those kinds of supports are well known. You can go back to UDAG, Urban Development Action Grants. One of the hotels in Philadelphia was built with the support of an Urban Development Action Grant, again, also known as UDAGs. Those put people to work in family-sustaining jobs, whether it's on the construction side, but also on the permanent job side. And so cities have a special role to play, cities and metro areas. We heard last year all the discussion about this industry too big to fail,
The banking
cities
industry.
And metro economies are too important to fail. They cannot fail. We don't go out of business. We pay our bills. And so there has to be a reevaluation of the relationship between the cities and the federal government. One of the big challenges is, you know, the president and the Congress, when they have a problem, they just call Treasury Secretary Geithner and say, print more money. We don't print the money in cities.
Well, Mayor, I'm sensing a certain amount of frustration in that while you in theory, see eye to eye with President Obama, the federal government isn't moving as quickly on urban issues as it has on Treasury issues and dealing with AIG and Goldman Sachs, and that involves real human beings.
Well, it does. I mean, look, I understand you have to stabilize the entire financial system. Without it, where would any of us be? So, I mean, the president has had to systematically and strategically look at how do you deal with these issues. Remember, the bulk of this started while he was still a candidate, and so had no office and no power, and still put forward ideas in a post-election environment, leading to, of course, the economic recovery package. But cities and metro areas need a different kind of assistance than the banking industry, than the auto industry. And those industries, of course, are important. But 80-some-odd percent of the American public lives in a city or a metro area. In order for the president to accomplish his goal of saving or creating 3 to 4 million jobs, that will only happen in cities,
right,
and metro regions, metro economies.
At what point, and this is a final question, you won by a huge majority, a huge landslide in Philadelphia. At what point does your political constituency become threatened by lack of action on the part of the federal government?
Well, I think you'll see, whether it's in Philadelphia or any other city across the country, I mean, the citizenry is still pretty angry, mad, and confused about what's going on. And again, on the ground, we've had to make some very, very tough decisions. I mean, every program, every service we have has a constituency. And someone's been upset by actions that I've had to take and other mayors. So as we saw earlier this year, this was a tough year. Politically, for incumbents to run, and we saw certainly some upset races. You know, none of us created this. I mean, I'm a mayor of a city. I mean, my primary job is, you know, having officers on the street to make streets safe. We pick up trash. We fill potholes. I mean, I didn't lend anybody any money. I didn't create derivatives.
Right.
But when the public is angry, they take it out on their elected officials. I mean, you know.
You're definitely on the front lines
there. I'm
not running
a banking system here.
Definitely, definitely on the front lines. Mayor Michael Nutter of Philadelphia, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We're going to leave it there. But certainly the City Hall in Philadelphia is one place that's on the front lines of this recession. Thank you, Mayor.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.